Okay, there's an interesting section in Parsha Lech Lecha where Sarah Imenu realizes that she's not having kids, and so she offers Shivcha Hagar to Avram to have kids. And that's something that the Mefarshim have to deal with, because it's a little bit strange to us that somebody else serves as your, as a way to have your baby and have children. And then when she has the children, we'll see in a second that she chases her away. Vatana Sarai. And in fact, some of the Mefarshim take her to task. So the Sfarno takes on these two issues. So let's look at it. The pasuk says in Tet Zayin Bed Vatomer Sarai Avram Hinei Na Tzarani Hashem Yiledet Bonash El Shivchati Ulai Ibane Mimena. So Sarai says to Avram, "Look, I'm not having kids, and we know that Hashem promised you the Zarachatin Darz Azot, so you're going to have offspring, but nowhere does it say that offspring's coming from me. So let's get you offspring. Ulai Ibane Mimena." What does that phrase mean? Maybe I'll have kids from her? How does that work? So it's a well-known Rashi. Rashi tells us, "Bischot shachnis tzarati l'toch beiti." It's some kind of metaphysical way it works. In the schut of being willing to sacrifice and offer you to be with my shivcha and letting her have kids, that'll give me schut, extra credit in the Hashem's Scharva Onesh Olam Haba reward system, and he'll reward me by letting me have a baby. That's how Rashi explains it. B'schut shechnis tzarati l'toch beiti, let me do that. And the Sforno says, that's not what it means. Ulai ibane mimena, ulai kinat hayerech te'orer hakoach lefulotav v'chazek lasig zara. Maybe by my body being jealous over what's going on, or my body being around from what's going on, it will wake up. It will do what it's supposed to do. It will get strengthened. It will strengthen its reproductive system, and through that, I'll be able to have a baby. So instead of being this metaphysical, supernatural schuyo thing, as Rashi has it, the Sfarno says, no, this is a completely natural phenomenon. We know, for example, that sometimes women who may not be lactating properly, and if they hang out with the baby more, then they'll have more milk, or it may cause their reproductive system to... It has an effect when they hang out with people and babies, people having babies. There is an effect. We may not be able to still to this day properly scientifically explain it, but it's been a known phenomenon anecdotally to occur. So he's saying, let me bring in this woman having a baby, let me hang around her, and maybe that will cause my system to do what it's supposed to do. So as opposed to this being a schuyo thing, a schut thing, as Rashi has it, the Sforno says, no, this is a completely natural reaction. Then the psukim continue, and Hagar starts mocking her, hey, I have a baby and you don't. And so you know what Sarai does. Vayomer Avram al Sarai, hinei shivchatech biyadech, asila atov beinayich, vata'anea Sarai vativrach mipaneha. So Sarai afflicts her, and she runs away. So Ramban here is very quick. Ramban here criticizes Sarai and Avram for this. Vata'anea Sarai vativrach mipaneha. I have it here on the sheet. Chata imenu beinoyezeh. This is a sin that Sarai did. She shouldn't have done this. What? She made Hagar feel bad so much so that she ran away, she fled. And she says to Avram, do something, and Avram says, she's yours, go ahead. So Avram was wrong for letting this take place. And so much so that Hashem heard her suffering, and what happened was, he gave her a son who, throughout the history, Klal Yisrael has suffered very much at the hands of those offspring, I might add, Ad Hayom Hazeh. Okay? So, the Ramban says this was not the correct thing that Sarah did. So, the Sforno says, nope, this is a correct thing that Sarah did. Vatana Sarai, from the bottom of the page, Kedei Shetakir Shehi Meshubedet. She should understand her place. Velotivaza od Gvirta. She shouldn't be mocking her master. And this is an od, Masevo Lisim Banim, what's also going to correct happen to anybody else who's Mevaza Am Yisrael. Lo Chikeni Karelachom Mevaza Yisrael. Kamru Vishtachavu, Kapod Raglecha, Komen Atzayach, everybody who's mocking and jeering Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're all going to be bowing down to us eventually. So what this Sforno is saying is, what's this word Vatan Neha? Made her suffer? Afflicted her? So it's hard to translate it, but we know that there's different kinds of Inoy. Because the Sforno tells us, for example, in the last Perek, where did we have? We had Brit Bein Avitarim. What does Hashem say, Avram? That Avram, your kids are going to be in Mitzrayim. What are the Mitzrayim going to do to them? V'inu otam. You're going to make them suffer. That kind of suffering, that's extra. That's unnecessary. That's not what Sarah Yimeinu did. What kind of Sarah Inoy did Sarah do? So the Sforno in Shemot Chav Bet tells us, Shemot Chav Bet tells us that you're not allowed to be lo taneh a yatom. If you do it, Hashem's going to hear their cry. Hashem's going to hear their cry, and I'm going to get angry, and I'm going to punish you, and your wives are going to be almanos, and your kids are going to be yatomim because of you doing terrible things to the yatom. And the Sforno, their comments, avalim tanehu liyasro loetivlo ein zel gemilu chasadim. What's the problem when the inoy is l'shem inoy, just to make them suffer? That you're not allowed to do. That's terrible. But if the inoy is part of chinuch, sometimes you have to punish people so they learn an important chinuch lesson, and then they act properly in the future. Then it's a lematarah nisgavah. It's for an exalted purpose. It's for a lofty, ulterior, proper motive. So if you do that, then it's gemilu chasadim, and that, says the Sforno, is what the taking on the Ramban. The Ramban says she was wrong. Says no. Sforno says she was right. She had the important chinuch role in her home. She's in charge. She has to make sure that this maidservant doesn't talk back to her and give her lip. And she had the important chinuch role. So here we have, in a span of one little story, Sforno saying this is a natural idea, unlike Rashi, who had a supernatural idea, and the Ramban, who said Sarah was and Avram were mistaken here. And the Sforno says, no, she was not mistaken. She was doing the very important role of chinuch. And we can all learn from this the very important chinuch lesson. That not all, sometimes chinuch involves saying no. Sometimes chinuch involves, you know, when talking about raising kids, or if you're a teacher of young kids especially, but raising young children, sometimes involves saying no. Sometimes it involves giving them a timeout, finding an appropriate punishment. But it can't always be that you're only rewarding and you're not ever disciplining. There's a role for discipline. There's a role for critique. There's a role for putting a person in their place, teaching them the proper way to act. And that, says the Sforno, is what Sarah Yimeinu did. So don't say chas v'shalom that what Sarah did was wrong. Don't say chata Yimeinu b'inoy hazeh, but rather this is what she was supposed to do. Kadesha takhirishim shubedet, and this is an otzim levanim that one day we hope in Davin that Hashem will help us do this to all those who are mevaze klal Yisrael. Shkoyach.